The holiday season will be upon us in no time at all. One perennial favorite in the classical music repertory is Handel's oratorio, Messiah. The director of music and fine arts at Second Presbyterian Church, Dr. Michelle Lauer, spoke to Classical Music Indy's Michael Toulouse recently about their upcoming performances of Messiah.
We first have the opportunity with our Beecher Singers Ensemble. It's named after Henry Ward Beecher, the first pastor at Second Presbyterian Church, whose sister was Harriet Beecher Stowe. So again, connecting to some really vital roots in Indianapolis. But our Beecher Singers auditioned professional ensemble is going to be collaborating with, first of all, with the Indianapolis Baroque Orchestra. Our first performances are December 1st and December 2nd. And in that concert, we're going to use the 1742 Dublin version. So the very first version of Messiah as it was performed. What many people don't know about Messiah is from its inception, it was designed for the proceeds to be used for charitable purposes. So in Dublin, all of the proceeds from the concert were donated to three charities in town, a local hospital, a local debtor's prison, and then also a school for mothers who had children out of wedlock. And so when Elaine Eckhart of the Indianapolis Chamber Orchestra and Lila Breithoff, the executive director of Indianapolis Baroque Orchestra, when we came together, we thought, let's capitalize on that. Let's join forces. Let's try to make this something beautiful for our community as well, that builds community true to Handel's initial idea. So we have the 1742 version, and then a week later with the Indianapolis Chamber Orchestra at Tabernacle Presbyterian Church, we'll be doing a more modern version using modern instruments and a much later interpretation of the piece.
And a different text, too, for your singers to contend with, or any changes?
They're mostly the same, but there are some movements that are different. So, for instance, Their Cry Shall Go Out is actually a choral movement, and there's a beautiful duet that precedes it. It's really stunning. And that is a piece that is never heard. But Who May Abide is normally a mezzo-soprano solo. Originally, though, it was conceived for bass. So thinking about the Refiner's Fire being sung by a bass instead of a mezzo-soprano. So it will be a very different experience and an opportunity to hear two different sound textures by two of the best orchestras in town, the Baroque Orchestra, internationally known artists, our chamber orchestra with phenomenally talented local artists. It will be really a feast for people to be able to hear these two interpretations back to back.